Welcome to your Vulnerability to Fluorescent Self-Care Massage Practice. Settle yourself on your bed or your sofa with your pillow, cushion or bolster under your knees. And to reach your womb, make sure that your underwear is lowered to your pubic bone. And have your pot of massage balm or oil ready to apply it when you're ready. And now, just allow your body and mind to land. Settle deeper into the space you have chosen for the practice. Make any adjustments, however small, to allow yourself to settle into full comfort. And as you lie there, become aware of your breath. You don't need to do anything with your breath. You don't need to change anything about your breath. Just notice how it feels to inhale and to exhale. Invite in spring energy. Be curious as to where your breath is going as you inhale. How it feels to nourish your body with each inhalation. And then allowing the out-breath to release. Releasing all that you no longer need to hold on to in this moment. And with your next breath, place both hands on your lower belly, over your womb, and breathe out. Notice how it feels to make contact with your womb space. This may be the first time you've laid your hands on your womb space with intention, or you may practice this already. But either way, welcome in spring energy. Notice if there is vulnerability, if there is a tenderness, a curiosity, or maybe a playfulness. Be inquisitive. What is happening to your breath as you make the connection? If you're in your inner spring phase of your cycle, explore how your springtime womb is feeling. Her physicality after working hard to bleed, and any sensation that you are aware of in making this connection. And please allow in a deep kindness at this moment. Or if you're in another phase of your cycle, connect with the possibilities of exploring your inner spring with the practice. Or if you don't have a cycle, explore how it feels to infuse the vulnerability and playfulness of spring into your womb or womb space. So keeping one hand on your womb, now place the other hand over your navel. Take a breath. How does it feel to make the connection to your small intestine and navel? Now place that hand on your solar plexus. Often a tender place, so make this connection with great care. Notice what's happening to your breathing. Bring your hand back down to meet the other at your womb space and settle there for a moment. Now reach over and take sufficient balm or oil for the massage. Lay your hands back on your belly and with big clockwise movements, slowly massage your entire belly. Start from your right hip bone, all the way up the right side of your body to your right rib. Following the direction of the large intestine, move with care over the solar plexus, and then down the side of your body, down to the left hip bone. Moving again from left hip bone to your right hip bone, and then up and around your belly again. Keep going with the circular movement and keep your movement slow and connected to your belly. With the massage stroke, even though the movement is slow, you're creating a spring-like rising of energy in your belly. And remain curious as to how it feels to be at the beginning of a more active time of your cycle, more enthusiasm for life, to be around other people. Maybe your desire is beginning to rise. And continue with the circular stroke, but listen to what your body is asking for or is telling you. Once you next reach your left hip bone, begin now to make small circular movements over your womb, moving from hip bone to hip bone. These are smaller, more directed movements. And massage with your own comfort, but explore how it feels to work down a little deeper each time you move in the circular motion. After the slow, quiet energy of inner winter, where your womb has been allowed to bleed, you are now shifting the energy of your womb to a place where she can become your creative center. If you're on your fertility journey, as you massage in these small circles, visualize your womb beginning to become a welcoming home for a new soul. Or if you're exploring your creative cycle, what ideas are popping up right now around you? Now, you may need to apply a little more balm or oil, and take some now, and place your hands back on your belly and reconnect. Now take your hands and come up to your solar plexus, that tender spot below your breastbone where your ribs meet, and with a very gentle circular movement with the pads of your fingers, massage this precious space. It's a space where we store our emotions. It's also the third chakra, which when we activate the chakra, turns stillness into movement, perfect for spring. But do work gently and listen to what arises from this connection. Now take your hands under your right rib. Allow your hands to massage in a downwards, slightly diagonal stroke towards your belly button. You're working over your liver, showing your liver some love, an organ who works so hard for us constantly. But if you know your liver energy is low, this will be a spring-like awakening for her. And then take your hands over to your left rib and massage in a similar way, diagonally down towards your navel, showing your spleen and stomach and large intestines some more love, all to help lift the growing vibrancy of spring. And now, place one hand over your navel and put the other on top and play around with which hand feels more comfortable connecting with your body. And not only are your hands connecting with your navel, your small intestine is below your hands. And with the heel of your hand that is touching your belly, give a gentle push in towards your belly button. And then with the pads of your fingers, pull in towards your belly button. And keep going with the push of the heel of your hand and the pull of the pads of your fingers, creating a rocking motion over your belly button and small intestine. Start with a gentle depth, but explore how it feels to work a little deeper with each stroke. If there is pain or discomfort, be inquisitive, but ease away. This massage should not cause any pain at all. The rocking is a beautiful awakening stroke. And finally, place your hands back over your womb space. Take a moment with her. Whether the relationship with your womb has been difficult, whether it's the first time you're really connecting with her, whether she's already an ally to you, thank her. Thank her for all the wisdom she holds or has held, and invite in the possibilities of her blooming and blossoming. Thank her, and gently bring your practice to a close.